Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord.
I considered all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him.
Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it's accomplished. Do not think that I have come to establish peace on earth. No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Naturally, Jesus doesn't want to have separation, division. He came on earth just to say that all may be one, as God the Father is one in us. So it's by no means his desire, his wishes. But he said, I have not come to establish peace, but division. His presence brings division. Because some follow him. The way of thinking, doing, is different from those who does not have faith. In this way already are division. The way how you act is very different. So it's not that we want, that Jesus wants us to be separated, divided. And that's why it's no strange to see in any community there are divisions. If there's a self stronger, that's always division. If you not follow Jesus completely, that is division. So the first thing is not to pray for unity of the community. First of all, our own conversion towards Christ. If you feel, if you live Christ, you always feel this division. Jesus on earth, everywhere he went, people is not, even they follow him, but not exactly. You know, some left him because they say, your word is too not pleasant. Word of God is not always pleasant. And there are people follow God in one way or another, not always the same way. So important, we have ourselves to follow him first. Seek first the kingdom of God, that means the will of God, and the rest will be given. Unity, final unity, only in heaven. On earth, we try our best to be one. Listen, try to listen more to the Holy Spirit. Even among the Christians, very for the first century is already divided. There's so many human elements separate us. So imagine if the church in the very first century already. By the time of Paul, already some belong to this, some belong to that already. You know, they follow some disciples, they are more eloquent, some doesn't speak very well, and though they are already community of Christians, they divided. So much so, we are now today. Not strange to have division, but important with belief. If Christ in you, at least you first, you have peace. Remember, seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. Be humble, listen to the Holy Spirit, and that's the way we live our life. Life of Christ, life in the community.